the people that I'm most concerned about is we have over 500 concession hourly workers, security workers, ticket takers, ushers, and they get paid when they're there working. So there's potentially 45 nights that's taken out of their paychecks. And then the businesses along Church Street and South Downtown that have business plans that also assume 45, at least 45 NBA nights. And several of those businesses, a lot of them either A, hung on for the couple of years while we were building the Amway Center and were hopeful just to make it to opening day. And then there were others that in the 6 months leading up to the opening of the Amway Center or shortly thereafter invested substantially in their businesses. And I just hope they can make it through. And I also hope that the owners and the players take into consideration some of those type of people other than just themselves, because the NBA players make on average $2 million a year. They'll be okay when they eventually reach a compromise, and the owners are certainly going to be okay, but I'm not sure all these small businesses are going to be okay.
Are you worried about any kind of revenue that would be generated that could actually go into city coffers, though? Is that an issue?
No. It's an odd thing, but we're actually better off if they don't play. We built into the lease agreement that they have to pay us whether they play or not. So they do an annual almost $3 million payment to the city, so they still have to stroke that check. So if we don't have to operate the building for their games, then we actually net out a little better. But that isn't the situation we actually want. We just protected ourselves financially.
Are you concerned about the perception, though, if the lockout continues for a while, that the Orlando Magic audience disperses elsewhere?
I'm not as concerned as the Magic and the NBA ought to be concerned about that. And, you know, there are a lot of people that aren't necessarily NBA fans. They're hometown Orlando Magic fans. And if they go a whole season without basketball and realize, wow, I can spend my entertainment dollar on something else, I'm not sure you get them all back. And then, of course, another big concern for us is we had the NBA All-Star Game in February, and that's a $80 to $100 million economic impact for the city of Orlando, and we certainly don't want to miss out on that.
One of your major initiatives has been helping out the neighborhood of Paramore in the city of Orlando, and that old Amway Arena, which is the site of the proposed Creative Village, would butt up right against the Paramore neighborhood and go into parts of it. What's the impact you think that might have on Paramore, and what else are you trying to pursue in that area?
Well, that will have a very positive impact on Paramore. You don't have an opportunity very often to redevelop 70 acres in the heart of your downtown area. So we have been very careful. We've studied and planned for about 6 years now on how we want to develop that. You mentioned the old arena that's there. We're actually going to begin demolition on the arena in December of this year. And it won't be a big explosion like the old City Hall. This one we're going to take down in a sustainable green fashion. We're going to take all the metal materials that you can recycle out, sell them, recycle them, and give the proceeds to the Knapp Ford Community School. And then we will crush the remainder of the building into grapefruit-sized concrete balls. And the floor of the Amway Arena is actually about 10 feet below grade, so we'll drop all of that concrete into that cavity and then cover it up and have those materials as we redevelop the roads and the infrastructure there. We'll use that as part of the new construction.
Do you think that the Creative Village, though, is going to bring jobs for residents of Paramore?
Yeah, absolutely.
The kind of high-tech jobs, though, that are predicted there?
Yeah, absolutely. The first components that are going to go in, we're going to straighten Livingston. You know, right now it goes around in a curve of the parking lot, so we'll straighten Livingston out. Phase one of the Creative Village will be south of Livingston, where the School of Emerging Media and FIA already is, the old Expo Center. And it will be an academic building, a joint-use building that will house both Valencia and UCF, as well as University of Florida is going to have some components there. So having the academic base there is important. And then you probably don't know this, but the first residential piece over there is going to be senior housing. So I would anticipate that there will be many seniors from Paramore that end up in some pretty nice senior housing as part of the Creative Village, and it's going to be a nice mix.